the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my sisters and brothers. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We have been praying all night long for an individual that's going through a trying situation, and we know that God has heard and answered our prayer. So we thank God for all of you that have been praying with us. God is truly a good God, and he can do anything but fail. Yes, this is Power Hour Prayer with your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. We thank God for you, you, and you. And we know what prayer can do. We thank God. We thank God. We're sending up prayers for Sabrina. One day at a time, personal care services. We know that God is able. We know that he is, Sabrina. We are praying, and we know that God is truly a God that could do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. We want all of you that are out there to continue to pray for Sabrina, who sent in a request for prayer. Thank God for her two sons. And we know that God is able. Hold on to your faith, Sabrina. Hold on. Your help is on the way. We thank God for those of you that are sending in your letters, your prayer requests, your praise reports. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We place your letters on our prayer altar, and we pray, and we believe, and know that God hears and answers all of the prayer requests. He may say yes, may say no. He may say wait, but God answers your prayers. Yes, he does. And we thank God because he's a good God, a God that could do anything but fail. We thank God for our realtor, Shanita Kelly of Sampson Realtors. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly, a praying woman of God. She wants that purchase to be a blessing and not a burden. That sale to be a blessing and not a burden. Give her a call at 443-854-0977 if you'd like to sell the home that you're now living in or purchase a new home. She will pray with you through that transaction. God is good. Dr. David Gaines, we thank God for you. Our master electrician located at 2013 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. He is a barber on site. You can give him a call at 443-449-3631. There's Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, 443-449-3631. We thank God for the family tree, with that wonderful, wonderful Kids Care Plus program. Do not leave your children home alone. Flexible Child Care and Virtual Learning Support Center. Give them a call at 443-451-9806. Need a break? Sudden emergencies, doctor visits, job interviews, if you're just feeling overwhelmed. If you have errands to run, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Kids Care Plus program offers safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. We provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours with the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care centers. Give them a call at 443-451-9806. Again, do not leave your children home alone. Also, we have a 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-7337. 1-800-243-7337. Thank God, thank God. Help is available to you 24 hours a day. 24-hour helpline. You don't know where to go, who to talk to, and you feel like giving up, call 1-800-243-7337. The Family Tree is raising up families. They're located at 2108 North Charles Street in Baltimore, Maryland, the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland, 21218. Their main number is 410-889-2300. If you'd like to be a part of a parenting group, you need help and support with anger management, give them a call at 410-889-2300. Or if you want to go online and check out their available resources, familytreemd.org. Again, it's familytreemd.org, all one word. And most of all, the services and help is free, free, free. Let them know you heard about it here at Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, the Family Tree, Raising Families Up. Again, they have free child care. Space is limited. So give them a call. Give them a call if you need that child care. 4 hours, up to 4 hours. And again, if you need help or support with anything dealing with families, give them a call at 1-800-243-7337. That's the 24-hour parenting helpline. Or again, their main number is 410-889-2300. If you'd like to volunteer for the Family Tree, give them a call at 443-889-2300 in the blessed city of Baltimore. The help is there for you. Let me say it again. 410-889-2300. 410-889-2300. The services are free. Praise God. The help is there for you. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Share the number with someone that need their help and their support. And the hours are 10 a.m. They're open at 10 a.m. to 2. 410-889-2300. Give them a call today. The Kids Care Program Plus provides free short-term child care and academic support for children ages 2 to 12. Thank you, Jesus. God is truly good. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to come together, sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Father God, because you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. You're leading us and guiding us and directing us. We thank you, Father, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you because you kept us through last night's sleep and slumber. We thank you, Father God, because you're touching our minds, our bodies, our spirits, and our souls. And we have the ability to call on you, to seek you, the Almighty Living God, knowing that with God all things are possible to those who believe. And we believe in the power of prayer. We believe in the Almighty Living God. We know that you are able to keep us, watch over us, lead us, and guide us in every situation. And we thank you right now for saving our souls. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. We pray for all of our newly elected officials, that they'll do what thus says the Lord. Guide them, lead them, and direct them. Let them set an example for those that have been in those positions for years and years and years. Let them come in with a new and fresh anointing. Touch their families, Father God, individually and collectively. We thank God for all of those that went out and vote. We thank God for those that just blessed us with their presence, generation after generation. We thank you, Father God, that we will continue to see voting as a blessing, privilege, those our ancestors that stood up for us to vote. We thank you, Father God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day and the days to come. Let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. And if you did not vote, you can't complain. You can't say anything. Those that did vote, pray for our elected officials. Pray for them. Thank you, God, and their loved ones. This morning, we have a special blessing. Yes, I want to thank Dr. David Gaines and his wife, Demetria, for their blessed gifts that they blessed me with on yesterday. It was indeed a surprise. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for your cards. And thank you, God. Thank God. Bless them for their prayers. Sometimes we think that individuals have forgotten about you, but God is an on-time God. So I thank Dr. David Gaines and his wife, Demetria, for the gift that they blessed me with and the cards and the prayers. We thank God for all of those that blessed me. And, you know, my birthday was October 28th, so I wasn't really looking for anything else. But thank God, Thank God. Tyrone and Stephanie, thank God for you, for your blessings. I thank God for all of you. I thank God. You will receive the prophet's reward. When you bless the prophet, you will receive the prophet's reward. And that's from the word of God. So I thank you. We want to talk this morning about the prayer of cleansing. Time we go to the prayer of protection. The prayer of, let's start with, someone talk about relaxation to me. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Amen. And first of all, I want you to know that prayer is where the action is. Yes, it is. We want to hear the word of God. We want to hear the preach word of God. We want to hear the teaching of the word of God. But I want you to know that prayer is where the action is. Because all of us can pray. We don't need a PhD to pray. We're talking to God. Praise with the mind. Why prayer has miracle power. Prayer makes you irresistible to your good. Nothing dull about prayer. And we got some benefits. And the word of God tells us there's benefits stored up for us. The overall benefits of prayer. My God. We'll start with the shocking truth about prayer. Let's go there first. How a businesswoman got out of a rut. Nothing dull or complex about dynamic prayer. Your all-knowing God power can bring results. Your indwelling God power can bring results. Why prayer go? Some of us want to know the answer to that. And I said, God answers your prayers. Uh-huh. Prayer first instead of last. Lots of times we have a situation and we run around and talk to everybody else, and at the end of it, we pray. You should pray first and ask God what to do in that situation. Ask God to lead you and guide you to the right individuals. You can't go to everybody and ask everybody to pray for you. You shouldn't be on all these different prayer lines. My God, my God, my God. You shouldn't be on 10 prayer lines. We know that there's power in numbers, but we want to make sure we got the right numbers. Even in some churches, we got 10,000 and 5,000 are devils. Yes, there's power in numbers, but we want to have the right people in those numbers. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray first instead of last. Ask God to lead you and direct you to the right individuals, the right church. Thank you, God. Prayer attracts a millionaire investor. Watch out. Uh-huh. Prayer attracts a millionaire investor. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. Our Father is rich in houses and land. Thank you, God. The path to instant prayer. Prayer is soul stretching. Yes, prayer will stretch your soul. My God, my God. Prayer is soul stretching. No strain in prayer. You have to strain yourself to prayer. You have to do that. Just pray. Relax. Watch out when your prayer goes stale. All right, my sisters and brothers, watch out when your prayer goes stale. Then we got a variety of prayer situations. Oriental and Western prayer methods are revised. Prayer will teach you its secrets. It's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. When your prayers have not been answered, how to grow into the answer. Yes, how to grow into the answer. Overcoming blocks to answer prayer. Forgiveness brings results. Forgiveness, my sisters and brothers. We're now in the month of November. And you still mad and upset with somebody about something that happened 50 years ago. You're saying, but Apostle, you don't know what he did to me. You don't know what she did to me. You don't know what they said to me. I don't need to know. God knows what happened. There was an individual. Their mother was murdered. They forgave the murderer. Now, that's powerful. They forgave, the family forgave the murderer and prayed for him and visited him while he was in prison. My God, my God, my God. Saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. They forgive the individual that murdered their mother. That's powerful. That's powerful. Forgiveness brings results. Forgiveness brings results to your prayers. That's why a lot of your prayers you think are not being answered, because you have not forgiven someone of what they've done. Forgive them. And if you want to move on, you move on with your life. Forgive them. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Didn't Jesus Christ say it while he was on the cross? Forgive them and move on. Forgive them and take yourself out of that invisible prison. That's why you're sick. You need to forgive that individual and move on with your life. You ain't got to stay there. Thank you, God. Forgive them for that abuse. Forgive them for that neglect. Forgive them for emotional distress and move on with your life. Thank you, Jesus. You have to stay in that situation. I want you to hear that this morning. How dissolve negation within you. How an individual's life was healed, prospered, and harmonized. Saying no brings answered prayers. We have to learn how to say no, my sisters and my brothers. Sometimes our children have to hit rock bottom. Our grandchildren have to hit rock bottom. Sometimes we have to say no. You want your prayer answered? You want that child to change? You want that child to be healed and delivered? Uh-huh. Let them hit rock bottom. Thank you, Jesus. I know sometimes it's hard for mothers to say no. They don't want to see their children go through situations. But I want you to know that God is with you. Yes, you are a Christian when you say no. Other individuals see things happen. They don't know the whole story. They'll say, oh, why she's not helping her son or daughter? Why is he or she out there homeless? They don't know the whole story. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know the whole story? Then don't say anything. Everybody's not homeless for the same reasons. Thank you, God. Speak, Holy Spirit. Some want to be out there in that situation. Yes. Yes. Everybody's not homeless because of the same situations. We know that individuals go through trying times, may lose a home, may be evicted from their home. We are praying for them that God will continue to bless them and deliver them and bless them what they stand in need of. But everybody's not walking this earth without shelter for the same reasons. Some are running from the law. Some want to use drugs and alcohol, and their parents would allow that to take place in their home. Everybody's not homeless for the same reason. Pray for them that they'll be delivered and healed and set free. Some of them do have mental problems. They don't want to seek the help, don't want to receive the help, and the help is right there at their door. Their families have been assisting them for years and years and years, and they refuse to help. Pray for them that God would touch their minds and heal them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Saying no brings answered prayers. Answered prayer, be rushed. God's time is the right time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Don't hurry, God. Be still and know that I am God. Cleansing up your life can lead to answered prayer. Watch out. What kind of life are you living? Are you living according to the word of God? Cleansing up your life can lead to answered prayer. What kind of life are you living? God knows. I don't need to know. God knows. You can fool the pastor. Uh-huh. Now, you can't fool the prophet. You think you're fooling. But God has given the prophet, prophetess, that ability to see and a gift of discernment. And you know, lots of times, my dear ones, you can't fool your mother. You think they don't know. You can't fool your dad, men and women of God. You think they don't know, but they know what's going on. My God, my God, my God. Persistence in prayer brings a dramatic healing. And believe. She touched the hem of his garment, and she believed. If she only could touch the hem of his garment, she will be made whole. Believe. Are you a believer? Are you trusting God? If I only could touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Believe the report of the Lord. The doctors wouldn't say if you touch the hem of his garment, you're going to be all right. Huh? The doctor will say you need to take this medication the rest of your life. But this woman said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. How to meet one day at a time victoriously. Wake up in the morning. You got the victory. No matter how you feel, you got the victory. If it's raining outside, you got the victory. If it's snowing outside, you got the victory. If it's cold outside, you got the victory. If it's hot outside, you got the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Live one day at a time victoriously. You got victory in Jesus Christ. The fringe benefits of prayer. Yes, there are benefits. Yes, there are benefits in the Word of God. Praying and seeking the Lord early in the morning. My God, my God, my God. I know some of you work at night. While you're working, you can still do a silent prayer. Uh-huh. In the wee hours of the night while you're on your job, you can still pray. Thank you, Jesus. You can do a silent prayer. You can do a prayer. Yes, you can. Thank you, God. Early in the morning. My God, my God, my God. What a mighty God we serve. And we have other proven techniques that could bring answered prayer. In the midst of all your trials, and all your tribulations, he's there. God said he'll send you a comforter, the Holy Ghost. No matter what you're going through this morning, no matter what your situation is this morning, no matter how long you may think it's taking, don't pressure God. Be persistent in your prayers. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you think he should come, but he's always on time. And he's on time for you, 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 and you. Don't hurry God. Don't pressure God. He knows exactly what to do, when to do, and how to do. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. And we're praying 24 hours around the clock. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. This is miracle working season. Receive your miracle. You have a blessing in store for you. Checks are coming in the mail. Individuals are placing money in your hands. Someone is being healed right now of kidney disease. My God, my God. No more dialysis for you. Your heart is being healed. He's a heart fixer, and he's a mind regulator. Thank you, Jesus, for our miracles of healing and deliverance from alcohol, drug addiction. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. He's a protector. read that 91st Psalm, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Thank you, God. This is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again on tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. God is good all the time. And share this number with your family, your friends, even your enemies. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good.